Oh, all right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Golf Balling Podcast. I forget how quick it is. It's episode 234, and it
It's
is.
actually 2:33. I checked.
Oh,
I guess you
shoot.
didn't hear my correction.
No, I did, and I just. It's my dyslexia, I guess.
But you know what 2:33 is?
I assume it's a prime number.
It is. So what a
But
time to
if
be back.
you can just time, Sean, if you times 21 by 11, you get
And
233.
no, you don't.
Oh my
You get
God.
231.
And
It's
it's awfully close.
Say Suzuki just hit a triple in the Cubs score, so
Holy
we're up
cow, you're
four
right.
nothing on the
Yeah.
Braves. So are you
Everyone
watching that
listening
on
is
this? definitely gonna care. Yeah, I saw that on that.
Know Say Suzuki.
Because they said it said Seiya Suzuki.
So yeah, for our listeners,
So
I'm
wait, so
watching a Cubs game in the background.
you just generally can't read, but you can read Jackson's television in the background here.
Selective
It says
dyslexia.
I thought it said it yeah, he
looked
only
like
has
Suzuki.
dyslexia when it's convenient.
It looked
Whoever
like
the five
Suzuki.
hole hitter is,
Does Seiya bat five? This is a big series for our listeners. The Cubs are six games away from potentially making the playoffs. All three of us will do a live show if they do make the playoffs from game one in the bleachers. It will be uneligible to, or un what is the unaudible? You will not hear a single word except maybe a lot of screams.
But inaudible.
Inaudible, yeah.
Inaudible. That's a good one. But there we go. Good one, Sean.
I'll blur my background so Nick has no distraction for tonight's podcast because we have, as we always hook it up, we have just a loaded show. As I'm sure you all have seen on Golf World, the Ryder Cup's on, and I just want to make a quick comment. That's sarcastic because it's been a couple of months since the pod. I know you guys know it, but for our listeners, I have not seen a single thing about the Ryder Cup other than the USA Ryder Cup TikTok.
I've seen a decent amount of stuff about the Ryder Cup. I just don't think it's been as hyped this year. Like I've seen, they went the US guys played last week. They went over there, played their practice round and I mean, I feel like there was a lot of
mullets.
drama. I feel like there was a lot of drama on the team selection, but outside of that, I don't think there have been like too many crazy stories. Obviously, you get the people dropping a ball in the rough
Yeah.
just to show how long it is, because that's something we have to do every time there's a big event.
I've seen some
The
videos
rough's
about,
thick.
yeah, and I've seen some videos about how they like, how they tricked up the course for the US last Ryder Cup in Europe, and what are they going to do this year? And the Europeans are sneaky. They're sneaky bastards. So,
Oh, to throw you guys off the loop?
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. We have
I love how
control of
you
the
said you
course.
guys.
Yeah, we have control of the course.
Yeah, I mean,
Yes.
the
Oh,
RNA would
wow.
set it up.
Ooh.
Yeah. So what they did, I guess, in 20 whatever the before
The last lunar cycle?
2018, Yeah.
they basically made it so if you miss the fairway, you'd be fucked off the tee because they noticed the bigger hitters, the United States, hit the ball farther, and they could penalize you more if you they're just like,
Yeah, I
the
mean,
rough is really thick.
in the past, the Europeans have always been the shorter but straighter team. And yeah, like every Ryder Cup, there's just an emphasis on the home team setting it up to put the other team at a disadvantage. Like Europe sets it up very short and tight with very penalizing rough. US sets it up long and wide every time. But that storyline isn't necessarily true this year. Like, statistically, the Europeans are the longer and less accurate team.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
Why is
so
that? That's why they cut the rough a little bit, Sean.
I mean, I think I Like, say what you want about setup. There are definitely things that can influence it, but there are so many different play styles on these teams. The only thing that I think genuinely matters is that the Europes are going to have a distinct advantage in Europe. I don't think
Hardy.
that advantage is going to be the same in the US, regardless of what they do, just given that these US guys or that the European guys play so much in the US.
Yeah, I truly agree in that. I think that's the United States guys just aren't playing in Europe like they used to. No,
No, it
they're
certainly doesn't happen enough.
so I think playing golf on a different continent can definitely be a little tricky, possibly. So,
Yeah,
well, I mean,
I
they
mean,
haven't.
won in like the 90s, right? So,
Yeah.
like, I'll be the one to say it. Like, I mean, this isn't the predictions, but like, obviously, America's not going to win. I feel like you guys have done this for like 15 years now.
People are very. I think this year, though, the American public thinks. Well, I mean, the American team is a lot more talented than the European team.
Feel like it's more of a
Overall, you
name
can
thing.
say
I actually
I feel
don't
like
know
it's
that I
more
agree
of
with that.
I think it's completely based on names.
I think at the start of the year, everyone thought the American team was going to be a lot more talented.
Kyle Porter CBS did.
But I think this European team is borderline more talented.
I'd say in form, but like Rob Mac and
Bobby
I think,
Mack?
yeah, didn't he auto? Isn't he like ranked 122 by Data Golf? Something. I saw him as
Yeah,
like the
his
worst
data
ranked
golf
player in the
ranking's
field.
not great. Yeah.
But yeah, I think talent wise, the I think they're gonna pair Hovland and Ludvig together, and I think that might be the scariest pairing in European Ryder Cup history.
Whoa. I think that's a little much.
Talent wise, they're so good.
That's like maybe in 5 years.
Yeah, I was gonna say it'll be interesting to
No
see.
way. Most people listening don't know the second name you just said. Just to clear that.
Yeah, but just I feel like good players rise when the pressure.
At that age, how old is he? I
Look at
don't.
Scott. I mean,
He's
Lud.
23.
Yeah, I mean, I highly doubt he has that big of a Ryder Cup impact as far as. I mean, you're talking about
I'll put
like the
money on
Tiger
it.
Woods on the wheel. All right, yeah,
I will. I'll
$10.
put yeah,
What's
$10. But
the
how do
bet?
we? I don't know.
Like,
But I think Ludvig Åberg. I think
just
he'll.
go with whether or
You
not,
said him and
go with
Hovland will be
whether.
the greatest duo in Ryder Cup European history. So let's bet on that, right?
Yeah, but what if they don't get paired together
Why
in the
not do a
end?
bet about this week rather than, you know, history?
Yeah.
Well, because we know how history is.
I
History
just think
says there's
Victor
no way
Hovland
America
is.
wins this.
Yeah,
You
I
know.
mean, I liked the Ludvig Åberg pick. I think he's a stud. It'll be interesting to see how he plays this week, but I think that was a great pick from the perspective of like he is one of the future faces of the European team, so I think getting him on that team as early as possible is a smart move.
Yeah.
But with that being said, like he is one of the most or he is the most inexperienced player in the field, so it'll be interesting to
I'm
see.
not too worried. Like I really am not too worried. I think this is I think this is his welcoming to the world. Welcome Ludvig to the United States, basically. Like we finally see him play golf,
Yeah,
and
but
I think he'll excel.
one consideration is we never really have seen Ludvig with this much pressure. Like he's never even played a major. So, like he has performed well in, you know, amateur events, but this is a whole different caliber.
It is. But I don't know. There's just something around it that I feel like this is kind of his like breakout party. I don't know, Rory believes in him. So he just feel like the whole when Luke Donald played with him before him turning professional and like, oh, he could possibly make the Ryder Cup team. Like, I mean, I just him making the Ryder Cup team is truly remarkable. So,
Who was the first guy out? What did people say?
Wasn't it
On the
the...
European side?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm totally blanking on his name. He kind of threw a fit,
Yeah.
in his interview.
Is he young or old?
Fairly young.
Because didn't he finish pretty well at that course too?
Yeah, I thought he won at the course.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. Which is because the European Tour always schedules a European Tour event of the host Ryder Cup course when it's played in Europe the year prior to the Ryder Cup. So they basically get like a stats thing to see.
Oh, right, Maronk.
Yeah, Maronk.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really play much on the PGA Tour at
He's
all.
Played a little bit though.
Yeah, but just
That's just
very much a classic European Tour player. Like, you're very much a classic European Ryder Cup type player, like just plays primarily on the European Tour or DP World Tour. Yeah. One of those guys that nobody in the US would know.
Why did Alex Noren not make the team? Thought he was the best golfer,
you
best
can
ball
only have
striker in
one
the world.
Swede per Ryder Cup.
Has Alex Noren ever been good? I just want to put that out there. Like, I just
I mean pro, like in like the PGA Tour sense, no, but I don't know about the DP.
I just remember there was a time that he was supposed to be like, I thought he was going to win the Masters or something because people were
wow.
Like, oh, watch out, watch out. He could, and then he, I think, missed the cut the year.
Has he ever been in a Ryder Cup?
I don't think so.
Right? Like,
I just remember there was one year where people were talking like, this guy's fucking tearing it up on the European Tour, watch out. And then he,
as a European golf supporter, I have never really
Sorry, that was just a random thing.
Alex Noren.
Yeah, I mean, he has won 10 times on the European Tour,
damn,
including 4 times in 2016.
Kind of a star.
But yeah,
he's like a cemented star, actually.
Never did anything in the U.S.
Yeah, that's tough.
Top 10 to twice at the U.S. Open, though.
Oh, wow. It's not too bad. I would take that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it works.
And he was on the 2018 Ryder Cup team, by the way.
Oh, good for him.
Oh, damn. Never mind. So,
they can't got say I remember too much about the 2018 Ryder Cup.
No, because I didn't want to watch it.
Yeah, other than the U.S. shit in the bed.
I'm a little worried that the U.S. might shit the bed this year.
There's nobody I would feel comfortable trusting on Team America except like Brooks Koepka. I mean, that's not like entirely true, but Brooks.
I think the European Tour play or the Euro but, team is like just more in form right now as well.
I think for me, Europe's stars are not even close to America's stars. Like John Rahm and Rory McIlroy, America does not have anything that sniffs either of those two. Like they don't
Gary
even
Scheffler.
Sniff that.
Number one.
I would say yes, but not really this year at all at any point this whole year.
I mean, he just hasn't been able to make putts. And from what I've heard
it's just
about,
like important.
From what I've heard about the setup of this course is that an alt shot, like you can really set it up so that one guy's doing like most of the ball striking, one guy's doing most of the putting. Like it's just something
so,
with the way
yeah.
The like par threes work out.
I don't, by the way, 2014 was a 16 and a half to 11 and a half victory at the Glen Eagles Resort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been great recently overseas.
Yeah, no, it hasn't. And
it hasn't
honestly,
been great, yeah.
It hasn't been great, but at the same time, you know, maybe this is the time for the United States team because this is the first year that we decided to go. You know, we controversial, no Keegan.
That's
that
controversial.
Last
That was pretty controversial, yeah.
Yeah,
is it
over
really?
like a Sam's Burn, a Sam Burns, even a
Justin
Thomas.
Thomas was probably the more controversial pick.
I don't understand. I was just telling Ryan about this. I don't understand anybody who thinks Justin Thomas shouldn't be in the Ryder Cup. Like, Sam Burns is cool. The other guy you guys mentioned, I'm sure, is a cool guy.
Sam Burns is Scotty's boy.
Yeah.
Like, that he was just going to get picked.
But who is the guy that you guys said got burned? I mean, Bryson should be in this,
Keegan.
But oh, Keegan.
Bryson,
I mean,
should
cry
not
me a
have
river.
been in
I don't.
this. Bryson did not do anything.
I love Keegan, but Keegan hasn't been a relevant golfer, even though he had a good year this year. Like, he hasn't been
He had a
that
great year.
relevant in like 5 years. I don't think Sam Burns being selected, especially JT, that's not even a comparable. Sam Burns, I can see why somebody would get upset at it, but at the end of the day, Sam Burns is just a better golfer at this point than Keegan.
I'm not. I think there's an argument to be made there. I'm not saying that I would have picked Keegan, but like, I think he was a very valid option. I think I liked the Justin Thomas pick. I wanted him to be picked, but like, with his form, if I were Keegan, I'd be upset. Like, Keegan played
Agreed.
Infinitely better than Justin Thomas this year.
I know. I just feel like if he played infinitely better than Justin Thomas, he'd be on the Ryder Cup team because.
But he did infinitely play better than Justin Thomas this year.
Wasn't he the best ranked player not to get picked ever?
How about I'll rephrase it? If Keegan Bradley had that good of a year, I'm just curious because I have a feeling in the back of my head that there's like six automatic picks, right?
So,
or is it eight
so
or something
Keegan
like
Bradley's
that?
A little bit older. And yes, he didn't auto qualify. It's six.
Oh, that's what it's called, auto qualify. So I think if he was that much better than Sam Burns and Justin Thomas, I feel like he would auto qualify, right? Because that's why
did Justin
auto qualify
Thomas
is a
make
thing.
Jackson, did Justin Thomas make the FedEx Cup playoffs this year?
Was Justin Thomas born in the 60s, in the 1900s?
Was Keegan Bradley born in the
1960s? Justin, has Keegan Bradley ever won a U.S. Open? I don't, or a PGA Championship? I don't, you can't compare Justin Thomas's career with Keegan, right?
Nobody's parent compared.
I know. Right, that's why I said right after it with a question mark, right?
Yeah, nobody's trying to do that at all. Justin Thomas is undoubtedly had a better career than Keegan.
Okay, right. So
trying to get the better player at the time.
Yeah. So are we? Okay. So that's what the Keegan supporters would say. For me, it's more of like I trust Justin Thomas more than I do Keegan Bradley, who. I feel like at this point in his career, because he's had plenty of times to do this, if he was that clear of a pick, he'd be on the team either because of the auto qualify or because he's the clear.
Wait, Keegan Bradley did win a PGA Championship.
All right, well, cool.
2011. Yeah.
And
when was Justin?
Yeah, so fuck you. Yeah, so fuck you. No, fuck
when
you.
When was Justin's? Wait, when was Keegan's actual question?
Last
when was
year?
Keegan's last win? Oh, it Justin Thomas won last year's PGA. That's right. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, he won 2 years. Oh, Travelers
Keegan,
this year? He won
yeah,
twice
Keegan
on
won
the PGA
twice
Tour.
This year.
Twice?
How many times did Justin Thomas win this year?
I would assume zero. I don't know. That's why I asked you. I don't know how many times Keegan won because, like I said, I think if Keegan had that good of a year, I think
yeah.
I would know about it. I think like Zach Johnson would also know about it.
And
he,
also,
he,
I
he did?
Oh, so why isn't he on the team?
I don't know. That's what we're talking about.
Oh,
I mean, by the way, I did misspeak. It was Cam Young that was the highest ranked player, or sorry, lowest ranked player not to be picked in history. Cam
in
Young
history?
Was ranked. He was ranked ninth in the standings. Didn't get picked.
Yeah, he did. Well, the thing with Cam Young, he had a really good last year, and then just kind of
didn't hear too much about him this
like,
year.
Kind of packed it in a little bit, so.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have the best year this year, but like there were certainly options.
Yeah. No, I'm not too mad with the picks, so all in the end, but
I'm gonna come out with a hot take here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Brian Harman on the team.
It's terrible. I don't. It was he auto or was he at the captain?
He was auto.
Auto.
Like I get that he won a major this year, but Come on, it's Brian Harman. What are we doing?
I assume he won the Open. I don't even remember what he won. Okay.
He had like one good week at the Open, and everyone's like, oh, this guy's a killer all of a sudden. Like, when has Brian Harman ever been considered a killer?
In
you
your
know what?
world,
Actually,
you're a lefty.
No, you know, Sean, I'm going to argue with that. If you win the Open, you're on the Ryder Cup team for European Ryder Cup.
Zach
I'd say
Johnson's prejudice
if it was
there.
Like anybody but Brian Harman, I'd agree.
I
just
get that.
I don't trust Brian Harman.
What I need someone to no, you know what? We need somebody to just kind of make fun of Brian Harman. We need to get a group of Brits just like shit talking him and him just to fucking shit talk back. Because
I mean,
what
I think
the
European
up.
Fans are going to be coming at him.
Perfect. I think then I love Brian Harman. Can Brian Harman be the American sleeper, the heart? He can be the Kevin Kisner that people wanted.
I would have rather had Kisner than any player we've mentioned in the last 10 minutes, by the way.
Yeah, you haven't
just
watched
Kisner. Kisner has been injured for a while.
Oh. Yep. So yeah, how about a healthy Kisner? Would you agree with that? Then Sam Burns.
Healthy Kisner, like, sure, but we haven't seen that in quite some time.
A while.
I don't listen to Foreplay, so I wouldn't know. I apologize to my
Yeah,
listeners.
Maybe listen to it some more.
That sounds like a punishment.
Yeah, right. I think
their clips have been coming up on my TikTok more frequently recently, and it just bothers the shit out of me.
I've turned to I kind of I like them.
I like Frankie. Is Frankie still on?
Yeah,
Frankie's
sweet.
I had to watch Riggs stare in three different directions on my TikTok today as he talked about how the European or the Americans are kind of a villain team this year. Like, okay, Riggs.
I feel like typically the away team is the villain, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, well,
you got to defend the home ground. You know,
exactly. Like, even if I wonder, like, technically how many more Americans versus Europeans would be at a Ryder Cup day. But yeah, exactly. Like, the whole land thing. It's like,
I mean,
you are the villain because you're not supposed to win this because you're coming onto their or our territory. It's like,
the thing is,
so
they don't
obviously.
Have any, you know, Italians on the team, it doesn't look like. Or maybe they do.
They have got the coaching, though. So they can give some of the Italian culture to the Europeans.
The pizza and
stuff.
That's
a good point. But they do have the Molinari brothers.
Yeah. I like that Dustin's not there, so no distractions on that part with him and Brooks.
No late nights.
Know what happened. Yeah, no late nights there.
Back to you mentioned Brooks and back to Brian Harman a little bit. Mm-hmm. Supposedly those two are going to be paired up. I
a
think
little
those
sugar
two,
and spice. I kind of love
I
that.
I think those two are such a funny combo.
Yeah, I kind of love that a lot.
Like, let's be objective about it. Like, they're both assholes. They're just like, they're gonna walk out there just pissed.
They're so
for,
much
for no
golfers.
Fucking reason. Yeah, they're such different golfers, but they're both just like kind of angry men.
Give me
I've never
an
viewed
alternate shot.
I've never viewed either of them. I guess biased because how do you not like Brian Harman, and how do you not like Brooks Koepka? But that's perfect. It's sugar spice. It's everything nice.
That's can't. Yeah, I that like what I said. I think Brian Harman becomes like the darling,
the Patrick
again.
Reed. But people don't hate.
I can't tell you how many live. Bot accounts I've seen tweeting about how Patrick Reed should definitely be on this team.
So
because he's the most popular player in golf, and he is Captain America. It's like, you can't be fucking serious.
On
was
Friday,
he not in last times?
Hmm?
Wasn't he not in like the 2021? Or was
no,
he
wasn't.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but when I saw the words tweeted that Patrick Reed is a fan favorite, I was just like, all right, this has to be. Like this
oh, what's
has
that
to be
account
a joke.
Called that Twitter
it was
account.
It was Live Golf Insider,
was it?
You're Jackson mentioned something about Bryson being on this team.
He
I
should
just,
be man. I can't believe people would argue it. He's won two professional golf events back to back, right?
Well,
yeah,
but
Zach Johnson's been pretty clear about that. They don't get points in those events. He wasn't watching those.
Yeah,
but
and
Sean,
and
they're
it just
professional
happened.
Events.
I mean,
right?
The one also just happened well after
yeah.
The team selection.
No, yeah, I would he, not.
He also didn't have the greatest major season.
No, I would not pick Bryson. I wouldn't pick Bryson at all if I was Zach Johnson in the Ryder
Cup. He's also just a cancer to the team room. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Well, now him and Brooks, I mean, they're cool.
Yeah, but you can't tell me the other guys like Bryson.
No. There was no reason.
I think the YouTube might have helped. People really like Good and Bob Do Sports and Foreplay.
Okay, but what PGA Tour players are watching him?
It's a really good point.
Yeah. So I at the end of the day, you know what, Jackson? I started this Ryder Cup or this podcast with a totally different prediction than I have when I've ended this podcast.
I have one question for you. What does your team do for me? I like America, and if Europe ever invaded this country, I would say I don't stand for that. But there's nobody except for, like you said, Scottie Scheffler. That what does Sam Burns do for me? What does Cantley do for me? What does William Clark? What does Ricky? What does Harmon? What does Homa? None of these players do anything special for me.
Have you seen Sam Burns' mullet for the week?
He's
got a mullet and he's got USA going on the side. It's kind of dope.
They've got how many mullets now?
I don't know. Not enough.
Like three or four.
We should be walking out there with everybody having a mullet.
That's what I was thinking.
That's the most American thing you can do.
I think Brooks has one. At the end of the day, you know what? I think this American
can't grow it. So.
No, yeah. he's gotten a hair transplant or taken something recently.
Has he?
Yeah, he's gotten some hair back. His hairline's looking stronger.
That's good. Can he do it though?
No.
Yeah, probably. Not a good one, but it would take a long time. A lot of growth.
Something that would work.
I think the
No, Nick, I
think we're gonna come up firing. I think Scottie Scheffler. Scotty Scheffler, Cantley, yeah. I think Max Homa.
Is that so? That's the answers.
Those are my studs, yeah. Brooks.
What putter do we think Scotty's gonna have in the bag?
He's got the Newport, but like a thicker grip. He asked for 8 different grips from Superstroke.
I think he should have just come out with the broomstick.
True. Oh, we have Colin Morikawa.
He's not special, man.
You know what?
None of these guys are special. I like every single player
Jordan
on Spieth. Team.
You're
USA.
Saying Jordan Spieth's not?
Not special. Even a little bit anymore. Not even a little bit. Sam
are
Burns.
Are you going with the just a guy take that Shotgun Start is all in on?
No way. Like sarcastically?
Jordan Spieth's just a guy.
Like they're saying that like sarcastically, right?
Sort of. Well, I think
they're
it started.
Anti Spieth?
No, I think it started sarcastically, but now they're just getting more and more in on the Spieth's just a guy.
Like who on your team is scary? Who's
John Rahm
your...
and Rory McIlroy, 4 starters. Like there's 2 right there. And how many do you have? You have half of one, but I'll give you Scotty because he's the number one golfer in the world.
Victor Hovland too. But your team besides that sucks.
I agree with you about Victor Hovland, but I feel like if I were to play like that, then you would have your Spieth maybe. I think it's
Justin
still
Rose.
Rich.
You have Justin Rose and Shane Lowry. Like
Nick, here's I think I would love for USA to win because outside, I like Victor Hovland. Outside of Rory, I mean, this team really, I really don't care about him. I love, Team USA is awesome outside of I guess like Harmon and Burns are kind of like, some people would have liked it to go differently. And I love Wyndham Clark and I love Rick and I love Colin and I love Max and I love Brian and I love Xander and I love Jordan. But outside of Brooks, Justin and Scotty, I don't think any of those players are going to step up enough to even take down what Rory, Rahm, and I'll even pepper in Hovland and Rose. I just think there's no way America wins.
That's kind of what I thought. But you know what? After talking to you, Jackson, I've been telling people, I think this is the European Ryder Cup. But I think, talking to you, you made me believe in my boys. And I think the boys are going to come and most through some Italian, European bitches.
You know, just
fucking mow through them.
Really quickly, like I fully agree with the Italian take, and I didn't factor
you
that in until just
good
now.
Pizza. You can't have good pizza.
How is there no Italian on the team?
Yeah, it's
Like,
tough.
I get the
Nobody in the
Molinari.
coaching staff to
What?
Molinari,
It's
but
not the same,
what
dude.
Italians are even good right now?
I'm looking at one right here.
Like, Sepp Straka doesn't do
And
anything
Nick
for
didn't
me.
even get the
Shane
joke.
doesn't.
Whoa,
Oh,
whoa, whoa.
me. Neither of you
Let's
got
not.
the joke.
I assumed you were talking about Nick.
See, don't.
But what?
Ricky.
Ricky's Italian?
No, Ricky's on the team. I forgot about him.
I think Ricky will be really good. I think he'll be electric for him.
Imagine if Europe had to
You
just
know,
send one country to get fucking throttled.
I hope Max Homa goes like 3-0-0 or 5-0-0 or however many they end up playing. I hope Max Homa goes undefeated. I don't think. How many do you think he'll play in? Because I think he'll go like 1-2. But I think he's like the USA X factor where it's like, because you know he's capable of it. Like he's kind of like fully is that culture this season. Like if Max Homa went like 3-0, like USA wins, in my opinion. Like he's that X factor for America. He's so American.
If he's going 3-0, I think he's playing more than three matches.
So yeah, how I don't remember how many, because what is it, five in total or is it six?
Yeah, because it's AM, PM, first 2 days, and
Yeah.
then
Oh, Patrick
midweek.
Reed was on that 2020. Wait, was he? No, he wasn't.
So, oh man, the Ryder Cup is so fun for that. I guess that is not too bad if they're starting that early that it's 36, right? Like,
It's perfect for us.
yeah, right. Like it's not too bad because like I would if it's 5 hours from here, if it's 2 o'clock here, it's only seven there. They'll probably still be playing.
Yeah.
It's September, though. I don't know.
We'll
Do we know
see.
what the weather's like? Do we have a weather guy? Is it
Should
windy?
be pretty warm.
Oh, really? Cool. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty steamy in Italy this time of year.
It's global warming. Hate to see it.
Yeah, it's really.
All right, let's do score predictions.
It's the number 30.
28. Because it's 4-4, 4-4, 12.
So wait, hold on. You want foe, foe, foes?
No, I just want an overall score.
You
I was
want
just.
foe, foe, foes? Okay. All right. You can come to the next one. What's your score prediction? I'm not a numbers guy like yourself.
I'm gonna go.
18-0 America or 28-0 America.
I'm gonna go 14 and a half, 13 and a half US.
Nice.
Squeak it out.
Nice.
It
I'm
would
gonna
be
get.
kind of electric to see after the Solheim Cup ended in a tie last week.
A
It
complete and
would,
utter tie.
yeah, but the
Is that possible?
14-14.
They don't do like a playoff?
No,
It's just the tie?
the team who won it the previous time retains the cup.
No, why is that real? Is that a Ryder Cup thing too?
Oh yeah.
Oh, has that ever happened?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I would assume.
Imagine if after a tie.
Yeah, so the US only needs to win 14. The Europeans, on the other hand, they need
Oh,
14 and a half.
that's right. Okay, you're right. On Sunday, that's a huge, huge ass deal.
I mean, yeah, we just saw it play out with the women.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah,
Did you
then you
actually? I mean, were you? I didn't watch that.
No, I heard the coverage was
That's what I'm
awful.
saying.
My prediction then is going to be 14-14. USA takes it home.
I wanted to say that,
A
but
freaking
you
tie,
can't
you
predict two ties in a
bastard.
row.
Honestly, no, but like I could see, yeah, no, 14-14, USA, baby.
There were so many takes about that after the Solheim Cup. I really would like a playoff. Like, I think that would be electric. And the one I liked best was just send all 12 players out there for both teams. Just total score wins or lowest total.
Yeah, I like high school golf, baby.
Like that.
Okay, I've got the answer. It looks like it's twice, with the last one being in anyone want to guess?
No.
1969, and then the other one was, I believe, in, I don't know, let me think. No, it wasn't 71.
1969. So that was probably the year your mom was born, right, Jackson?
That is when my mom was born.
Well, that was also when my mom was born.
1989. That's when.
It's when your mom was 20, right?
Yeah. Wait,
It's
that's
when
when
my
your
mom
mom
was
was
20.
20, right? Crazy.
I think my mom was 22.
Wait, 69. 69, 89. Is there anything, Sean? Do we have anything here? There was a 20-year gap. It's not 2011. Is there any
What?
sabermetrics for this Ryder Cup here?
No, I think my sabermetric stat though is I think we're gonna get Tyrrell Haddon crying.
Wow. Of
I hope
joy?
he flips
I
off
don't
Italy. Just
know.
turns to the Italian fans and is like, fuck you.
Turns to the he goes to Vatican City, he's just fuck you,
Oh my
Pope.
God.
Yeah, you think you can bet on that anywhere? Like, will Tyrrell Hatton flip off the Pope?
The odds are high. I think the Pope comes out, golfs in
No.
his.
I have
If I
a
was the Pope, I would.
golf trivia question for you guys. What were the 3 years that there was no Ryder Cup since the beginning of the Ryder Cup?
Something around World War.
Yeah, wasn't there one canceled for World War II?
Yep.
I
So
don't know. Was there one
19.
canceled for World War I as well?
No. But I didn't clarify when it started, so I'll give you a pass there.
Don't.
Yeah, I don't
We
know.
have two guesses left.
I
Well,
have no
think
idea.
about the big world event that occurred recently.
COVID.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that still happened. It just got pushed back a year. I didn't know if we were counting that.
Yeah.
So then what was the other one?
Was it 9/11?
It was. And 9/11 and COVID were how many years apart?
19.
I think it is 19, isn't it? Was the
Yeah.
and the
And
Ryder
what
Cup
was
was
it? What was
2020.
that disease called?
And
COVID-19.
yeah.
who's the sponsor of this podcast? Yep.
Saudi Arabia?
Pfizer.
Aramco? HIF?
We're getting vaccines, so should you. I guess that's not really like a joke,
I
given
did
that you should just throw in a pod.
I did go to the live event on Friday.
Oh,
How was
it
it?
was in Chicago.
I
Richards
couldn't
Farms?
walk. My back was very sore, so I couldn't walk too
Did
far, but
you, was that the one Bryson won?
yeah, I didn't really
Did you see
get to, it
him?
was bad weather. I was only there for a little bit.
Yeah, bad weather sucks.
But it ended up being good weather. I just my back it was a lot for
Was it
me.
fun? Or
But yeah, how
you know,
was it? Was it
I'll say
lit?
this, that it's a lot. Honestly, I think it's a better setup than the PGA Tour for a fan perspective, 100%. The food looks a lot better. I didn't have any, but there were just tons of different food stands. Like the normal
Nice.
PGA Tour food is always run by like the high school crowd, and you're paying like
Yeah.
$18 for
And then
the
they
shittiest hamburger.
flip it and it's like
Yeah.
some 17-year-old girl. Like, we're raising money to like have a sport at our school.
Yeah. It's literally just like a bunch of high school.
I have
Exactly. It's all of those running the
leukemia.
concessions. Yes.
We all have
But
leukemia.
exactly. There are a ton of different, like,
Dark joke.
Nobody on the podcast could see me switching the
you just saying we all have leukemia. But no, I think from a fan perspective, it seemed really cool. The party hole, the music and stuff was interesting. That would be my only,
There was
like,
a party hole?
yeah, like,
Yeah, they were trying to do like a 16th at Scottsdale type thing.
okay. And that's
But
different than the music, or is that the is it is music just going on the whole time? I
yeah,
music's
music goes the
always
whole
going
time.
on the time.
I
Yeah,
kind of
but
like
they,
that. It sounds kind
it's,
of
I
cool.
wonder how the players like, but like, from a
Sounds
fan's perspective, I thought this like way better than the PGA Tour.
they
As
did
a player, do you think it
they did
would affect
walk-up
you?
songs on the party hole, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. I like
Yeah,
that.
I saw Bryson's was Show Goes On.
By Lupe Fiasco?
Yeah.
That's a
Which feels
great
like such a
song.
Bryson pick.
Oh, I haven't listened to that song in forever. I gotta throw that on a
I feel like that's
Spotify
still on Bryson's like top five on his Spotify Wrapped every
right
year.
now.
Like I could just picture Bryson like hitting range balls like, "Alrighty, let's go."
That's Overhead. All right, I got it in the queue.
There were definitely some stuff where, like, it was a mixed bag of people. We had a lot of corporate people. Like, I thought, like,
Many
saw a
Saudis
couple
were
different, like,
there.
Aramco badges and stuff like that.
Many Saudis were there?
Not a ton of people wearing LIV golf gear though. Like
Really?
before, like walking in, I was like,
Did
why are
they?
you guys wearing LIV golf? Like, where did you buy LIV golf gear? Not
I think if
here.
you go to a LIV Golf event, I think they're like, do you want to be an ambassador? Here's a free t-shirt.
They were
And
giving out
then
these big sun hats.
that's pretty
Were the
cool.
country club adjacent guys there?
I don't think so. The
Yeah.
merchandise, I went to the merchandise just to look, and really overpriced, and it looked like not terrible, but just everything was like expensive. I guess golf stuff is all expensive, but
Yeah.
honestly, you know what? Props to Liv, because they do put on a pretty interactive show, and there's a lot of like interactive things to do. But I guess when you have that type of money, you can kind of do anything.
I mean, I also think that's what they needed to do to like get people to go and try and compete with the PGA
Yeah.
Tour.
No, they
Like
definitely have it. Like,
the PGA Tour's tournaments objectively aren't the most exciting to watch, 'cause their whole thing is like based on tradition, and like this is where the best players in the world have already played. If you're gonna
yeah.
start a competitor, you have to attract people in different ways. It's got to be more like targeted to younger crowds.
They should
Yeah.
get Paige Sporanek as a player.
Teams that, yeah,
Like
they
actually
should.
though, like they should have they should actually have like four random celebrity golfers playing it. You know how we always say your Azure, every year as
The
Zaire,
teams just
imagine
make
a
m
you random 20 handicap played at the US Open. What
I
they should.
was thinking about it the other day. I think Dylan Block will be on Live one day.
Wouldn't be
Okay.
surprised.
What
Yeah.
about Mike? Why isn't Michael Block on Live?
Not yet. He's got to play in his PGA. Well, once that all goes through, he just doesn't want to lose the sponsorships yet.
Oh, he's got
Yeah.
sponsors.
Canes will pull
Yeah.
that sponsorship real
He's got
quick.
a
Yeah, for
Cane
sure.
sponsor. Is he going to be
Yeah. Oh,
playing in
yeah.
another PGA event?
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's qualified
Qualified.
into the PGA Championship, and then he
Oh,
qualified into
sweet.
another regular tournament
Oh,
recently.
awesome. Express and
Oh, nice.
something
He could make
else.
some
Wasn't
noise
that
there.
for what was that for? Winning the SoCal like
Yeah,
PG
PGA.
teaching PGA thing.
Oh, that's unrelated. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. He'll be at the PGA.
No, it is. But
Well, yeah, that's
he.
why it was such a big deal. He got up and down on 18th to auto qualify the next year.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
But
They
Liv.
said it was the best up and down in history.
Yeah.
You don't
Oh, yeah.
remember?
Who said that? It wasn't Faldo. Who said that?
Jim Nance?
Well, yeah, was it Nance?
I think
I thought
so.
it was it Nance? Oh, maybe it was Nance. I kind of thought it was Zinger.
I could have. Yeah.
Oh,
I
I think
don't.
it might have been
Someone look
Zinger.
it up.
I feel like it was
Steve,
definitely
get on
Zinger
that.
because I feel like Zinger loves these just dumb fucking hyperboles that irritate the shit out of me.
Yeah, let's look it
This
up.
is this up and down is better than winning the US Open, folks. Let's all give him a round of applause.
Yeah, this up and down to finish 15th, best in history.
Who won the PGA Championship?
It was it feels like so
Wow.
long
Wow, you
ago.
have a golf podcast. You don't know who won the PGA
I'm totally
Championship.
blanking.
Oh, Brooks.
Right,
Did
yeah.
he really? Right? It's
Yeah, I think.
insane. Brooks Koepka
Wait.
won the PGA Championship?
Didn't he five?
Yeah, okay. That doesn't
Right,
sound wrong.
because John Rahm won the Masters,
Yeah.
Brooks won the
That
PGA,
feels like so long
Wyndham
ago.
won the Open, US Open, and then
At least, yeah, wow. Dude.
it was on CBS, so I think it had to be. I think it was Nance.
Yeah, maybe it
Isn't
was.
Zinger CBS though? Or
Is he?
is feel like they're all. Isn't it always CBS?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm awful with keeping track of that.
Well, good for Michael Block. I'm surprised he's
No,
not
I'm so
on the
anti
Ryder
Michael
Cup.
Block.
Wow. You're anti people.
He annoys the shit out of me.
Wow.
And actually, the biggest reason I'm anti Michael Block is his son pops up on my TikTok all the time.
He pops
And
up
his
online
son
too.
is so annoying.
I've thrown him a couple not interested before.
He's just,
and I'm still getting them.
First of all, he says some things that you just can't say on social media anymore.
Oh, I like that. That's cool. Like, I'll say it.
I mean, like, he says things that will objectively get him canceled.
Was he dropping hard E's like Nick did earlier in the pod?
Hard E's?
Yeah. Europeans? Jeez, that's new. It's 2023.
He was dropping hard R's and...
Oh, retard? He's dropping a retard.
You can't say that.
I just did twice.
I think he also said the Justin Thomas F word once or twice.
The S word? Shit.
The Justin Thomas F word. And people.
TikTok's not the best spot to be.
People in
that
his comments are like, hey, like, I've seen people like, hey, like, I'm not offended, but like, you should probably delete this for your own sake.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's like, if you're offended by that, then you're so soft. It's like,
this isn't an episode of It's Always Sunny.
God, he is funny on that. Like, it's just like watching a immature, like, yeah, he's just a high school
We
kid.
Dropped that
he's
on
like
the NBA show.
Kid.
Way too often.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's more of the guy. It's more of the other guy.
You can't say that.
But if I hear it, I'll drop it. But it's in like a loving, caring way. Mm. Like, obviously, like,
yeah,
I think that's
yeah,
I think that's enough conversation.
I feel like it's 2023. You know,
you shouldn't dwell on that.
Oh, I want
Jackson.
To
did you ever give? Wait, did Jackson ever give a score prediction?
Oh no.
No. Give it. Give
us I'll go 20-8 a little much. What's 16 divided 16-12 Europe?
I like that.
I really want America to win though. This might be the year that I switch. Whenever Rory retires is the day.
The year to switch to rooting for your home country.
It's just it sucks because it's like I look at this European team, I'm like, oh, this is such like as cool as like Fitzpatrick's like not like a cool golfer. Like Hatton's like cool, but like I don't care about Tyrell Hatton. Like I certainly don't care about Justin Rose. I hope Justin Rose loses every match he plays in. Like,
yeah, I don't like that Justin Rose is even in this event. Like,
I'm Ian Poulter. Like, yeah, I'm not.
He's not in it.
I'm glad Ian Poulter's not in it.
I do really like, and I will say this: I am not a Zach Wilson fan, I like Zach Wilson. I'm not a Zach Johnson.
I'm not
fan.
A Zach Wilson fan. I'll tell you that.
I'm a much bigger fan of Luke Donald than I am Zach Johnson, which makes it a little bit easier to swallow with the Rory. I wonder how many he's got left, but can't be too many.
Probably 15-20.
We're doing horoscopes. I'm gonna get my other phone.
All right. Well, that's been it for the Golf Balling Podcast.
Yeah, I do. I want to bring this quick thing up. I'm done with people. PSA. I'm done with people, and I think COVID started this with inaccurately using the word "shoot." You do not say "shoot" when talking about different shots. It's what did you shoot? Your final score.
Nick, I've pointed that out when we're playing PGA with our buddies. Like, our buddy Alex is always like, John, what'd you shoot there? Talking about like what club he hit.
Yeah, what'd you shoot?
Like, oh, shoot the driver.
It's the most annoying thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know. It makes my ears want to just fall off my head.
Yeah,
But yeah, I think that is kind of something that became more popular during COVID just because more people got into golf. And
what's it?
Nick was talking about how when people use the misword shoot, like, oh, what club did you shoot there? Like when we're playing PGA, Alex says that a lot.
Yeah, I haven't. I don't. I couldn't tell you the last time I heard that.
Oh,
well, you don't play PGA with us.
Also, I was watching like the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, I thought about bringing up that scramble controversy, the 5 versus 4.
I will say that's the best golf content Barstool's put out, which is hilarious because it's just them.
I think it's like if you're Barstool, I don't know how you don't look at the fact that I feel like all of their golf content that's not foreplay gets a lot of views. Like, how do you just not think about the fact that, maybe just the foreplay guys aren't it? Like,
It's just like they
it.
don't mesh super well. I don't know. It's interesting. They do, and they podcast is, I think it
I mean,
was.
just everybody hates Riggs.
Yeah, I think
Riggs
that
has been
was.
just getting torched on the internet for his swing recently, even more than usual.
Foreplay made it through the layoffs. Yeah,
Unfortunately.
they bring in
Do
so much.
they really?
They might. I'd really like to see like the their stuff at the PGA Superstore always sits there.
They have stuff at the
It's
Superstore that's
always on the sale.
badass. What would it be? What would it look like? Like a foreplay
Just their,
shirt?
yeah, like their merch,
It
like their
says
polos and
foreplay on
stuff.
it.
I
It's like
think
the
so.
Barstool Golf stuff.
Yeah.
PG at the PGA Superstore, dude, that
Yeah,
is insane.
Barstool, they've been, Barstool got into the PGA Superstore like during COVID, I think.
Wow.
I did love, they
That's
also have like their
big.
Peter Millar sponsorship, and that's all they talk about is Peter Millar,
Yeah.
which
I
once
don't
again
like Peter
does,
Millar shirts.
this has always been my complaint with Foreplay. That doesn't align with their target audience at all. But like nobody that listens to Foreplay typically wears Peter Millar. There's not a huge overlap there. Like they're going for the average, like common man. It just doesn't work.
What do
But
you think their age is?
I saw a TikTok where Riggs was like talking about his new Peter Millar sweater that he just picked up. And the top comment was just, I think you need to size up there, Riggs.
Oh,
It
a
just
little
killed me. It was so small.
tight. Doesn't Peter Millar run huge too?
I have no idea. I
Yeah, it
maybe I
does.
don't have any.
No, you're
Actually,
right. I think
I
I
have
have
any
a
Peter
Peter
Millar
Millar.
t-shirt, but I
Do
don't
you
have any
really?
other Peter Millar.
Their polos run pretty big. Like my mediums don't. I guess, they're all golf polos run really FootJoys run really big, and then all
Well,
golf
FootJoys are
polos.
a whole different like
Yeah.
category of big.
All golf polos run a little bit bigger or I think they've started making them like a little bit bigger. It depends on the brand, but
Yeah, I mean,
I have to wear smalls and golf shirts. What is that? Is that a Peter Millar shirt from Jackson?
I have a Peter Millar shirt.
What size?
Can you believe it? What size do you think? It's a
Medium?
small.
Good.
And it's
Where
the
by?
smallest shirt I own, and I never wear it because it's so small.
Is it really that tiny?
Yeah, and there's no way I've ever washed this or dried it.
I was gonna say a lot of my Peter Millar stuff's pretty big.
I know, right? That's what I thought.
Could be a different.
I assume I bought it as a small because
Where'd you buy that?
the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, it's got the Lakewood Ranch symbol on
Hell yeah.
the, yeah.
I'm surprised it's.
It's a really nice
I
shirt.
always say to buy in small or like the size down in polos.
If I were to buy one right now,
Beach
I'd
ratty.
100 Beach Ready. I like the longer fit, but yeah,
You can have them.
if I was going for like it to like actually fit my body, there's no way I would buy a medium Beach Ready shirt.
I can't. I have them all sitting in my closet. They don't fit.
I
I'll
assume
take
you guys
them.
haven't been listening to Shotgun Start much recently, but
No,
they've
not for
nicknamed
like ever.
one of the styles of polos from Be Dratty the sweaty boy,
Why is it
because
see-through?
it's like good if you sweat a lot. I don't know. It doesn't show sweat, and
I
supposedly they might actually name a polo the sweaty boy,
Oh
or
really?
Be Dratty might do it.
Beachready's cool. They have a sick their hoodie. This I looked up
Is it the
Beachready
is
and it's
it?
a $600 hoodie.
Yeah, it's like the is it
Dude.
polka dot
Oh, it's just
on?
no, it's just like a specific fabric. I
Oh
think
yeah,
that yeah.
I
These
because I
shirts are
remembered
so
I
cool.
touched this specific fabric of like this sport material one, and we were at the Beach Ratty event, and I'm like, do you guys have this one when they were giving us shirts? And they're like, no, but ask us in June, and then just never talked to them again.
Dang, well, you should get your hands on a sweaty boy.
I don't know what size I tried on a small in Beach Ratty, and their small was really big too. It was really long, and I'm like,
Mediums
damn.
fit me, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. These shirts are so. I wish I could buy like three Beach Ready polos right now.
I'm big.
Oh, I have this one in blue.
I do like the Beach Ratty. I do love Holderness and Born. I'm
We're
big
just giving a
Holderness.
lot of free ads here.
Oh, these are juniors. Oh, thank you, Sean. As we segue into our first ever podcast
I
sponsorship.
love the email I got from Jackson today with the please join my Zoom reading. My Gmail gave me a big caution. It says, be careful with this message. Jackson blank, and won't use his last name, has never sent you messages using this email address. Avoid replying to this email. newsdailygolf@gmail.com.
Wait, it just announced his email.
Oh,
you have so many just random email addresses.
Yeah, dude, I haven't used that. I think
if that's
yeah,
the one that gets leaked.
I mean,
sorry.
We've been asking for a review for 2 years, but the first time somebody takes advantage is
well. If you want to send us any questions instead of Instagram DMing us, just email News Daily Golf,
and I'll never see it.
Wow. Yeah, oh maybe God. In 2 years, Jackson will stumble across it.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm excited for the whole live PGA stuff too. People understand that's gonna have to become a decision by December if it's gonna pass or not. So it's gonna be interesting. So that we're gonna get some drama. It's gonna be a very drama filled off season. I don't think people are.
I'm just sick of that.
Is there an off season? Let's see when the next event is. So I have a feeling it'll be next weekend.
I'm talking about like off season for
the Sanderson Farms fall is the week after the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Shriners, Zozo.
You know what? If Siwoo Kim could play in the Ryder Cup, if Siwoo Kim could play in the Ryder Cup, he'd be playing the next day in the Sanderson's farm the following.
Siwoo Kim? Sungjae?
Wait, who's the one who would go around?
Sungjae.
I apologize. I don't know why I said Siwoo Kim.
You're racist.
I'm not.
Nick committed racism.
I have to look up the Cosmo.
Do you not have Snapchat right now?
I have it on this phone.
Oh.
So you have it on. Do you have two phones?
Oh shit, yeah, Jackson!
I got one for the plug and then one for the whatever the other.
Do both phones have service?
No, this one doesn't have service.
Lame. Nick, do you only have one phone?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have two, Sean?
Yeah.
Of course, he's got a work phone.
He played Brick Breaker on it. Whoa.
I don't use my other phone like at all. What's somebody doing Teams messaging me right now?
It's honestly, you know what? It's probably really good. I don't have two. Like, if I had a job phone, I would definitely probably look some stuff up on my job phone that I should have been looking up on my regular phone, just because I'm an idiot sometimes.
Shirtless Scotty Scheffler picture.
Yeah, my company gave us the option to like combine our work phone and our personal phone. Like, you wouldn't have to have a cell service plan.
Oh, because you could. Because
like they'd pay for your cell service.
Seems like a but lot.
I was like, I don't know that I trust you guys.
Yeah.
At all. And then when you leave the company, that's a big pain in the ass. You have to go get a new phone and start a new service plan. Like, no.
Yeah, that's tough.
I got a call for like the first time on my work phone recently. And it was actually one of my clients calling me. It said potential spam risk. So I didn't answer. And then she left me a voicemail and was like freaking out.
I know.
Hilarious. Yeah. And I know.
Oh, jeez. This is a whole cosmos.
Yeah. Nobody actually ever like. I don't even know my work phone number. Like nobody ever actually calls me on that thing.
It's just, you know, it's just there. It's just
there when I want to keep my Teams active when I'm not near my computer.
Exactly. It's for smart plays only. I gotta get my. It was funny, Sean. I was in your neck of the woods, and I knew when I was texting you, I was like, I know he's going to be out of town.
And I had like just left to go to South Bend when you texted me.
Yeah. I knew it like just 100%. So Yeah, I'm gonna have
Left
to.
work early that day, so the cell phone teams came in handy.
Yeah.
Just kept setting myself to available.
That was a smart idea. You gotta work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, I'm not working on the train. That's
no.
It's too much dedication.
It's for tryhards.
No, but
dude, this is.
I'm gonna have to. I got to swing by and so I can support the Irish next time, because I was like, God damn, now I don't have.
It was Irish wear green too.
Yeah, and it was perfect. It would have worked perfectly for that Kelly green. So
yeah,
damn. But if the Irish just went out, I was telling Jackson, if they just went out, they're probably in the college football playoff.
I think if they went out, they're for sure in it. But
really,
yeah, I don't even want to get started on that game.
That was heartbreaking.
Notre Dame played a better game.
Yeah, and Notre Dame's got to get
some mental mistakes right at the end there.
They got to get better wide receivers. Got to get more skilled wide receivers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just kind of like that's just you need elite skill players to win, and they have Hartman. Oh, if only they had like a Evan Stewart or a Zachariah Branch.
It's from Marvin Harrison Jr.
Fell off hard.
Can you tell us our horoscopes?
I can't, because they changed. Like, look at the new.
Oh no!
Look at the new layout on the Cosmo. It's like a news. And,
oh no!
And the horoscopes are giving me it for the whole 2022 calendar year.
Well, 2022 was last year.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I don't understand what is going on.
I'm gonna type in Cosmos.
Yeah, look up, see if it works on yours, dude. I'm looking up on.
I'm just Google.
Right, yeah, is it September here? Should we do the month? September 1st. All right. Yeah, we'll do the month if you guys are cool with that.
Sure. I mean, we only do
dude,
podcasts once every 3 months.
This is horrible. I mean, we'll figure this out.
Do you know what I'm saying? Are you on the Cosmo right now? What the fuck is going on?
They changed. I guess they ruined it for us. We'll have to find another daily horoscope. I can't find even.
Like, I don't even know. Somebody needs to be fired, like, the second they listen to this.
Maybe that's why they stopped doing it. Maybe somebody got fired.
Somebody was just carrying this. What's another horoscope?
Well, the Washington Post seems to do horoscopes.
I also have one.
All right. So, Nick, you're a Gemini. No, wait.
No, Cancer.
Oh, why are these out of order? Oh, who puts these in alphabetical order? That's inconvenient. Oh, these horoscopes are way too long.
What would the horoscope
I pulled up, tab? I pulled up Nick's from the Washington Post.
Wait, I found some.
A friend or coworker has a few troubles on their mind, and they'll feel the need to tell you all about them today. It's nice of you to sit and listen to them go on and on about their drama, but you don't have to, especially when you find their troubles trivial. Tolerating their emotional intensity and upheaval could send them the message that you're always going to be willing to enable their attention seeking, which isn't helping them. You need to give them some tough love. Like, that's very specific.
Nick's, wait, that's Nick's horoscope?
Yeah.
It's Nick's life story, dude.
Nick, yeah. did a friend or coworker come to you with some trivial problems today, and did you give them some tough love?
No, that was more yesterday, I guess.
Oh, well, I guess this thing's outdated.
Damn. I found one.
Why are you wait. I need to go in. I need to read mine from this site.
I got it, dude. I found
this one's a Leo. This one says for Leos, give yourself a break.
All right. We've definitely heard that one before.
Yeah, give yourself a break. Hey,
found it.
John, for you, Aries, right?
Yeah.
Try to ease into relationships.
Ooh. No.
Cancer, gamble.
All right, there you go.
Wait, can I read mine for the Washington Post? For some reason, these all seem to be about our friends. Because mine is, one of your more outgoing friends has been acting out of character lately. And today their emotions could get in your way. If this happens, you need to value the relationship with them more than whatever it was that they messed up for you. Keep things in proper perspective and support them. It could be time for a talk. Get them alone and find out what's going on. Once you get to the heart of the matter, you'll be able to help them.
Is that me or is that a different?
That's mine.
Yeah, but like, is that why Nick's cracking up or is that a different?
I was cracking up after Sean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reading that.
Jackson, you know what? I'm just going to read yours from the Washington. These are all about. Oh, wait. No, I clicked on Nick's again. All right, Leo. You have a heightened sense of intuition right now.
Oh yeah.
And you should rely on it to help a friend who's why are these all about your friends?
I don't fuck with my friends.
You should rely on it to help a friend who's about to start a project or go on a journey.
Oh, nice.
If you're worried about them, let them know how you feel and explain your fears.
Yeah.
You owe it to them to elaborate as much as you can. The more details the better. Maybe you had a dream or maybe it's just a gut feeling. Regardless, you won't be able to relax until you say what's on your mind.
I don't
has anyone related to any of those?
I don't really resonate with that.
It's
a little too deep.
None of them are about you. They're all like, hey, you have a friend who's going through some shit.
Nothing other than they're going through it. And you
whoever's writing horoscopes for the Washington Post must be going through some shit. Somebody fucking reach out.
I don't think any, yeah, they, nobody's peer reviewing that. Fuck.
Yeah, there were a couple typos I saw on there. But
there's no editors. Oh, dang it. Matt Olson singles.
I don't want to look at, oh my God, they got runners on first and second at 6-2.
All right, let's go for horoscope source number 3.
We're doing the Sunday,
Jesus
September Christ. 24th news press.
Okay, let's go.
It's in different orders. Sean, are you still in Aries?
This one yes. Changed. Yeah, right. Yeah, no. Changed.
Not in the last 10 minutes.
All right, Sean, you ready? Relationships may be a little crunchy today. Conflict bubbling up. Listen to your inner wisdom before you act.
You know what? What's a
crunchy relationship?
Anybody, anything going on? If you're in Aries, today is clearly not about you.
I said, yeah, no, I said, it said, give yourself a break.
Said for an Aries?
To deal with my crunchy relationships.
Yeah.
All right. Nick.
I haven't like,
oh, wait, no, give yourself
today.
A break was Leo, right?
Yeah, it was mine.
Yeah, so it was to try to ease into relationships for you. Sean,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. God damn.
Wow.
This one doesn't sound great. Well, the first part does. Prepare to be awakened. All right. Old family dynamics can get inflamed.
Yeah.
Ooh, your sister's being a bitch.
Normally, yeah. So I'll check on it.
So maybe she won't be one today. I don't know.
All right. Your mind can stir the pot today. Yeah, I'll resonate it. Mind's always moving.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we go? 1 for 9 on resonations there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's not very good.
No.
Yeah.
We need to go 0 for 9. I wanted to go 0 for 9, to be quite honest. What? Why? We always go 0 for 3 there, too.
No. I feel like one of you is so wound up by the end of the horoscopes that you're like Nickel would be like,
sure.
Yeah, I do resonate. Yeah.
I'm going to Google horoscopes for people named Jackson.
Oh, God.
I just want to say, like, for my Cosmopolitan fans, this is something we've been doing on the pod for no reason for several years.
Yeah, but somebody's apparently seemed to like it because we've gotten a review about it.
Yeah, shout out Connor, right?
Connor, is that who it was?
I think it was Connor.
Was it the follower Connor that we all know and love? Who's definitely not listening to this?
The Connor that is a member at my grandparents' golf course. I always see him on the tee sheet.
Yeah, he really liked the May 25th horoscopes several years ago.
So yeah, Cosmo, figure it out, man.
Yeah, we'll get that back. So
not really sure how either fucking that out, but let's go Cubs. It looks like they're not out of the inning.
Awesome. Can't wait. Well, I can't wait to talk. Great. Can't wait for the Americans to win the Ryder Cup and excited. So,
yeah, enjoy the Ryder Cup.
Wow, this has been fantastic. What a reunion tour for us. We'll see you again in a year or two.
Yeah.
And
Cheers.
Cheers.